through the progression through from the Old Testament to the New, we'll hear the story. So the first is the Lord Jesus prophesied as the seed of the woman. And the verse is, I will cause hostility between you and the woman, between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head and you will strike his heel. You'll also be the son of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on earth will be blessed through you, speaking of the Lord Jesus. He will be the scepter, Shiloh. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples. He will be a star. I see him, but not here and now. I perceive him, but far in the distant future. A star will rise from Jacob. A scepter will emerge from Israel. He will be a spokesman for God. I will raise up a prophet like you from among their fellow Israelites. I will put my words in his mouth, and he will tell the people everything I command him. And he will be the Son of God. The king proclaims the Lord's decree. The Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father. And these references to all of these passages are found in your program if you want to look them up after. But we'll continue to go through those readings and thoughts as we progress through the evening. And we're going to sing together a congregational hymn now, Good Christian Men Rejoice. So I'll have you stand up with me, and we'll sing all three verses.
Good Christian men rejoice, with heart and soul and voice. Let each of what we say, Jesus Christ is born today. Ox and ass before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today, Christ is born today. Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now to hear our friend the bless, Jesus Christ was born for this. He has opened heaven's door, and man is blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this. Christ was born for this. Good Christian men rejoice.
All right, from here, you may be seated. Those who are scheduled next will just come up without announcement, and then we'll carry on throughout the remainder of the service.
joke I would tell it, but I don't. I just have myself.
Do we want to come back to mine later? Sure.
We'll carry on with some more scripture reading. The Son of David, for when you die and are buried with your ancestors, I will raise up one of your descendants, your own offspring, and I will make his kingdom strong. He is the one who will build a house, a temple for my name, and I will secure his royal throne forever. Your house and your kingdom will continue before me for all time, and your throne will be secure forever. Separated for our sin. My God, why have you abandoned me? Why are you so far away when I groan for help? Scorned by men. But I am a worm and not a man. I am scorned and despised by all. A stone rejected. The stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone, a sign. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us, a stone of stumbling. He will be as a sanctuary, but a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, as a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
Thank you. of kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ, the King whom shepherds guard and angels sing.
Okay, a few more scripture references. He will be a son for us. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. He will be the sovereign king, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. He will be a shepherd. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. He will be the servant of the Lord. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him, and he will bring forth justice to the nations. He will be a light to the nations. I, the Lord, have called you to demonstrate my righteousness. I will take you by the hand and guard you, and I will give you to my people Israel, as a symbol of my covenant with them. And you will be a light to guide the nations. You will open the eyes of the blind. You will free the captives from prison, releasing those who sit in dark dungeons. He will be the sorrowful one. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. And he will be the sacrifice for us. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that has brought us peace, and by his wounds we are healed. Let's sing together an old hymn that I remember from our Sunday school days, and Franklin and Peggy used to sing this as well. Born to Die, and I'll get you to stand with me after the introduction, please.
On the night Christ was born, just before break of morn, as the stars in the sky were fading, for the place where he lay, a shadow for the gray of a cross that would humble a king. Born to die upon Calvary, Jesus offered my sin to forgive. Born to die upon Calvary, he was wounded that I might live. Jesus knew when he came he would suffer in shame. He could feel every pain and
Thank you. You may be seated.
The following was written by Steve Johnson and is entitled Cradle or Cross. In a recent movie, there is a scene where the main character says grace before the family meal. He prays, "Dear Lord, baby Jesus," referring to him through his prayer as baby Jesus, tiny infant Jesus, and newborn baby Jesus. His wife interrupts and says, "Jesus grew up and that he didn't always have to call him baby." He explains he likes the Christmas Jesus best when saying grace. The scene stuck with me because it's exactly what the world does when it comes to Christmas. We focus on a sanitized and sentimentalized baby version, glorifying the baby Jesus, and his birth is done in such a way the significance of Christmas is often missed.
Most of the Christmas carols we sing and pageants we perform cater to this perspective. Don't get me wrong, there is a wonderful theology in many carols as they speak of the incarnation, Jesus as king, and the birth of a savior. But few, if any, are explicit about the fact that baby Jesus was born to die. Apart from the gospel narratives, the birth of Jesus isn't celebrated in Scripture. In fact, the apostles don't recall the stable at Bethlehem, nor do they mention Mary by name, shepherds, wise men, or the star, to say nothing of cattle, sheep, and a snowy winter. Unless we view Bethlehem from the perspective of the cross, most of what we sing and celebrate at Christmas amounts to glorifying in the cradle, not the cross. The love of a babe in a manger, even though virgin-born and a king, does nothing to save us. The Apostle Paul wrote, "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." What saves us is the love revealed when a grown-up Jesus hangs on a cross, suffers, and dies. When we have been to Calvary, we cannot glory in the manger beyond the fact that it was the preparation for the cross. To know and experience the real meaning of Christmas, we must not linger too long at Bethlehem. We must go on to Calvary. We should remember the crib, but we should live at the cross. The wonder and glory of Christmas is not that Jesus came. It is rather he came to die for sinners like you and like me. His virgin birth brought God to us, but only his death as our substitute could bring us to God. Have you been brought to God, or are you still at a distance, your sin separating you from God? A big gap separates an unforgiven, unredeemed sinner from a holy God. If we should celebrate the birth of our Lord and are still not brought to God, then we have missed the whole purpose of it. 2 Corinthians 8:9 says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich." Are you rich? Rich in the knowledge that all your sins are forgiven? Rich in the knowledge that through Jesus Christ you possess a priceless, perfect righteousness, which God will accept? Are you rich because you can say the Lord has taken away the rags of your self-righteousness and clothed you with the garments of salvation? Are you rich today because you have a steadfast and sure hope? Or are you spiritually bankrupt with nothing as you face the future and eternity? Maybe a few shreds of religious profession, maybe some effort now and then to try to clean up your act and live a better life. Is that all you have? If Christmas finds you still living without God and without hope in the world, I ask with all sincerity, why go through with Christmas? Would it not be something of a charade? But if we have trusted Jesus as our Savior, if we see through his cross our sins have been taken away and righteousness has been given, if we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, then why should we not celebrate Christmas and everything else that speaks to us of our Savior and his great redeeming work? Don't go into Christmas seeing only the cradle with the baby version of Jesus. Look at Bethlehem from the viewpoint of the cross. The child of Bethlehem became the man of Calvary and carried your sin on that cross. Believe it, receive it, glory in it.
sign. Bow to babe on bended knee, the savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign forever.
Jesus was Spirit-empowered. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. He was a branch of righteousness. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. He was stable-born. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from old, from ancient days. He was the son of righteousness. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings, and you will go free, leaping with joy like calves led out to pasture. He is the Son of the Most High. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, and he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. He is Savior of all. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord."
Well, the tracks we had prepared tonight are not working, but that's what happens when it's live and it's Christmas Eve, a day before Christmas Eve. It's not the sound guy's fault at all, just no sound check. So Mom has graciously agreed to play O Come All Ye Faithful with me. We have never played this before, but to God be the glory.
Not everyone can just pull that out of their back pocket. One final reading. We'll sing a congregational hymn together, and then we'll close in a word of prayer. Jesus is the reason for the season, as we've been hearing about. God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. But when the right time came, God sent his Son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us as his very own children. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's stand together and sing, "And Can It Be?" It's not really a Christmas song, but it's really a song of worship and proclamation of who the Lord Jesus is. We'll sing it together, and then we'll remain standing for a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, this evening, as if we gather together to think upon and remember the sacrifice of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who we've heard about, this very one from the foundations of the creation of this world existed, who is an eternal and the all-existing one, perfect and holy in all his ways, and yet for the sake of us, wretched sinners, separated by our sin, the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world as a baby, in deepest humiliation, knowing that he was born to die for us, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. So this evening, as we've considered him, as you remember him at this time of year, may we not just think of the baby Jesus, but maybe look on the reason why he came and consider the cross. And if there are any here in our midst tonight who haven't trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, they don't have peace with him, they're lost in their sins, and the whole meaning of Christmas is lost on them. I pray tonight that the things that they've heard, the message of the gospel that was proclaimed in the song and in through your word, would reach into their hearts and convict them of their need. And may they come to know the true meaning of Christmas, and that they would know their sins forgiven. Those of us who have trusted in you, may we rejoice in the peace and knowing you as our Lord and Savior, and ask that you just help us at this time of year, as always, to proclaim the good news of salvation to those we come into contact with. So we ask your blessing on us as we leave, thanking you for the opportunity and privilege we've had to be together in this way. We thank you for all those who've participated. We ask your blessing upon them. In your name we pray. The Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Thank you all, and have a Merry Christmas.